Many of us, I think, dread these reviews, managers and employees alike. And there's some talk that maybe they aren't even the best way to evaluate and motivate employees. What do you think?
Performance reviews are rarely done well. And no one likes these things. A good colleague of mine out in Stanford, a professor by the name of Bob Sutton, he says, if they were a drug, they would not be FDA approved. He says about half the time performance goes up after a performance review and about half the time performance goes down. And so why are they so darn messy?
Right. I mean, do they have any value?
They allow you to have a documentation of how that employee's been doing. So when it comes time for promotions, you've got some kind of legal ground to stand on. It also is a great way to force the conversation between an employee and a boss so they can talk about performance and talk about where they stand. So there's a lot of value in these things, both from a legal standpoint and then just kind of good management hygiene. But man, they're just rarely done well.
Managers are not doing them well. What are they doing wrong?
They tend to do a very, not always, but one of the traits I'll see is it becomes a surprise. You think you're doing great. You've been told you've been doing a great job. So your boss says, good job. And then you go into performance review, and then it's a shocker. They're not very timely. They're done once a year often. And most managers don't give checkpoints along the way. And then there's other factors at play. Maybe your boss just doesn't like you. Or maybe there's politics within the organization. You score yourself on a scale of 1 to 5 and on a particular category. You said, you know, I really did a good job on that. I give myself a 5 on that. And your boss agrees. But then your boss comes back and says, I'm sorry, we can't give you a 5 because if we give you a 5, we have to give you a raise. And there's freezes on raises right now.
Or there's no room for growth if we give you a 5.
Oh, there's no room for growth. So while I would agree with you, we're going to lower that down to a 4.
What should we be doing instead?
If we're managers, do the opposite of everything I just listed off. And so the opposite of that would be things like, don't wait till the end of the year. Know that that's a political conversation when you're talking about raises and stuff. Give people feedback throughout the year and set up meetings. Say, let's have lunch. Make it a little more casual and focus on that person's growth and development and make it specific and make it as timely as possible.
What do you do if there are items in these reviews that you just don't agree with? It's not accurate. It's in there. How do you contest it? How do you fix it?
First step you need to do is set up a follow-up conversation. So say, can we have a separate conversation just to talk about this one item? Because it's really important to me that I understand what you're asking from me. Second step, if you have to, bring in a third party. I would say be careful if you raise too much of a stink about it, too much of an issue, it can make you look like you have a bad attitude. So you've got to walk a fine line.
Yeah, it depends on the severity of the issue, right?
Exactly. And you have to gauge that.
I've been talking with our resident workplace and career expert, Brandon Smith. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, my pleasure.